Wishing you a really beautiful Thursday, and I hope you're having a lovely week so far. And I hope you've had a chance to kind of think about our teaching on Tuesday and start to notice or recognize this element of value or undervalue of yourself within your life at this time. As I always say, awareness is key, and actually it's one of the biggest steps to healing, because when we become aware of something, we have an opportunity to heal it or to sort it out so that we can move forward from it. So today what I wanted to talk about is valuing yourself in terms of your goals. Now last week I was talking about believing in yourself. So are they the same thing? Is believing in yourself and thinking you're capable and able the same thing as valuing yourself? I think they're definitely intertwined, but I also think that they're a little bit separate too. Because believing in ourselves can simply come, say for example, we've had maybe you started a business and it failed like spectacularly. So when you go to start another business again, you're ready to do it, but your belief is in the business succeeding or in yourself is a little bit diminished because of something that's happened. Maybe you've gone through life and things that you've wanted to experience in a positive way haven't worked out that way. So your belief in yourself or your belief in your goal coming to fruition is not really that high. But when we look at our value, which is the core piece of us, the piece that of us that kind of awakens every day, and we have a subconscious conversation with it of whether we know that we're deserving of goodness in the world, whether we treat ourselves really well, from our mental well-being to our physical well-being, to looking after all aspects of our life, to having excellent self-care, to nourishing ourselves and nurturing ourselves. They are things that really indicate the value that you feel of yourself. When we're not like looking after ourselves properly, generally it's because some part of us doesn't feel good enough, doesn't feel like we even deserve to be looked after well enough, or has lost a piece of us. And therefore we're nearly grading our value. And when we're grading our value, we're telling ourselves like, I am not worth anything. So why should I care about myself? Why should I look after those parts of myself? Why should I do this, that or the other? And obviously we don't generally have these conversations. It's all very much in the subconscious mind, but it gets reflected to us or shown to us through our actions and our thoughts. So when you're looking at moving towards your goals, of course, your value is going to play a big piece. The believe in yourself aspect is something I spoke about on Sunday in the class and last week, that like to before you even start a goal, believing in yourself is extremely important, because you won't be able to move on that goal. But actually valuing yourself is going to be the key to getting you to believe in yourself, which then gets you to go towards that goal. So it's kind of going back even a level further. The reason why I got you on Tuesday to start looking back at the core beginnings of when you didn't value yourself and then look at how people are treating you is that so you're starting to really go deep. Like that's what we're doing over the weeks. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper. We're starting off on the surface and we're going under as many layers as we can. So if you've had a kind of a time to think about that, you may start to become aware now, or like have a little few aha moments of, oh, okay, that's why that situation was showing up. That's what happened there, and start to piece the puzzle together, let's say. So when you're going for your goals, if the value of yourself is not there, there could be an instance where you don't even really want to set goals at all, because again, you're not feeling good enough. You're not feeling worthy of achieving what you desire or experiencing or creating in your life what you desire. There's that element of like, what's the point? You may be at a place where you're like, yeah, I really want to achieve those things, but I'm struggling to value myself. So I'm taking those action steps and I'm moving forward with my goals. But this part of me that doesn't feel good or doesn't feel valued enough by myself or by others keeps kind of getting in the way. And then the value of ourself or lack thereof can actually come out in different ways. And one of those ways are, two of those ways, I should say, are procrastination and sabotage. So when we're doing really well with something and we think, uh-oh, I'm doing really well here. And then the old kind of version of ourself comes up. And this generally happens around the 3-week mark into starting to work on a goal. It's like that newer aspect of yourself, this motivated, determined part of yourself, gets about 3 weeks of doing all the right things. And then the other aspect, this older aspect of ourselves, or the part that's not valuing ourselves, shows up and is like, what's going on here? No, we can't do this. And that's actually proven, like, in psychology, that that's kind of the time frame that it takes. And 3 weeks, imagine, that's all it takes before this other older patterned version of it shows up to start the sabotage process. So when, if you can get through that kind of 3 week mark, it's not to say you won't go back on your goals at all, but you've got a better chance of kind of moving forward even further, which is really good. But as I was saying earlier, even if you move, or not earlier, last week, even if you move past that 3 week mark with a goal, let's say, if you're not dealing with the core element and the core reasons behind all of this, you may find that you'll get your goal, you might even get to your goal, and then gradually start to sabotage yourself again. So I remember this years ago with one of my friends who had struggled with weight over her life. And then she made this decision one January. She was going to absolutely change her life and lose weight. And she did. She did amazing work. And she worked so hard to do it. And I remember it was kind of from a January to an August, September. And she just was just amazing. And she kept going that whole year right into the next year. But what was starting to happen is when it got to that space and she got kind of comfortable again in her, you know, her surroundings and this newfound confidence that she found and going out all the time feeling good, what started to happen was all the old issues started to creep up for her. They started just popping up one by one. And it wasn't initially like going back to food or anything that she turned to, but it started to then, you know, come up in other parts of her life. It was now showing up in relationships in her life. That was a big place. So what was starting to happen is those core issues weren't sorted out. That core value of herself never really changed. And then losing the weight is what she felt would make her like herself more. And it did for a temporary period of time. And then it showed up again. So you might be in a period of your life where you want to change career. Maybe you're looking to start a business at the moment. I know there's a lot of you that are really, you know, in the membership, and fair play to you for going out there and starting lots of holistic businesses at the moment, which are really needed, by the way. And maybe you're doing that. Maybe you're looking at changing your finances. Maybe you're even going to try and like meet somebody. It could be any part of your life, whatever it is. But if there's a value issue there with yourself, you, that is related to anything that's connected to your goal. So say, for example, you have like, you panic about money and finance and security, and you don't value yourself enough. You may find that you go out into your business and you start undercharging straight away because it's like, well, I'm only new and I better do this and I want to give as much as I can to people. And sure, like, it doesn't matter if I don't get enough. That's going to have a detrimental impact on your business. You may get all the clients in like straight away, but it won't be sustainable long term. You may find that you're not charging at all, which is never going to get your business off the ground to be an actual business, because you have to remember it's a business which therefore has to create an income for you. The same thing is, you might go and change jobs, something you've wanted to do for years and years and years. You change jobs and you get to the new job and everything's great in the new job, but all your undervaluing stuff starts coming up again because it hasn't really been looked at. So you go in and you say, this is going to be the best thing ever. And within 2 months, you're already having no boundaries. You're staying late. You're doing everything that you can because you want to prove yourself in the new job, instead of going in and saying, right, new job, but new way of being. Same thing in a relationship. You work on yourself. You feel great. You meet the new person. And you're like, this is what is going to change my life. This is what has been missing. This is what is going to make me feel good. And then you're in the relationship 6 months to a year. And again, your issues start to come up. It's better for us to deal with this stuff. And I think lack of value of ourselves, or not having enough value of ourselves, is definitely going to tip the scales a lot when it comes to that long-term success. That doesn't mean you're not going to have problems or difficulties. Of course, we all are. But you're better equipped to deal with those things when you know, deep down here, I'm doing the right thing for me. I'm aligning with me. And that's hard to do. One of the members in the class the other day spoke about how she knows kind of what she wants to do, but she's afraid of what other people are going to think. And that's undervaluing herself as well, because what that's doing is like somebody else's opinion, or what somebody else wants for you or expects of you, which is not in alignment with you, that's actually, again, an undervaluing from them. they're undervaluing you because it suits them to do that, because they prefer you in a different way. And then you're undervaluing yourself, because by holding yourself back and not doing the things you want, you're not living the life that you're supposed to. So there's so many different aspects to this, and I'm trying as best as I can to, you know, pick the pieces that I think would be most relevant, because this topic we could actually do for the whole year probably. And I hope that these two teachings this week have helped a little bit about it, around this. If there's anything you need support on, do send me a text. If there's anything personal that you're kind of struggling with, don't forget you can send me a text as well. And just a quick reminder also about our 3-hour workshop. This is our first quarterly workshop of 2022, brand new addition to It's Time For Me. So it's this Saturday, Irish time, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Zoom. And we're basically going to spend the first hour, I'm going to do a coaching session. So it's a group coaching session, but as if I'm meeting all of a person for the first time and doing a session with them of coaching, that's what we're going to do. The second part, we're going to look at like actually creating our own personal visualization around our goals, and what we hope for ourselves. We're going to then, in the second, that'll be the first half of the second hour, and the second half of the second hour, we're going to be looking at our thought processes, a little bit of this stuff, like our mindset piece, where we're really at around things. And then as we move into the last hour, we're going to do a bit of journaling, and I'm also going to get us to kind of share and talk. If you come to the class and you feel comfortable to come on camera, it would be really great. But if you don't want to, that's okay. But hopefully we can kind of mix together, because this is to support yourself and to support one another. So I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, or whoever can make it. There will be a replay available. The only thing I'll say with the replay is it's a 3-hour class. It's an audio replay, and we will have pieces where there's a lot of stopping and starting. So you'll be fast forwarding a good bit. So if you can attend it live, it would be better for you. So I'll talk to you really soon.